today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with American Cancer Society's Senior Community Development Manager, Kim Durst, about Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month and upcoming events for Relay for Life of Guthrie County. This is part one of a two-part interview. This month, March, is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and it looks like there's some interesting new information when it comes to research towards colorectal cancer, if you'd like to share.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, have come out where it's just so important, you know, for early detection, for prevention, you know. I mean, they're saying that people 66 and younger are being diagnosed with cancer, you know, and it's becoming more prevalent with the colon cancer, and they're saying like 49 new cases and 10 deaths per day are expected in people under age 50. So, you know, the American Cancer Society, this is one of their mission priorities, is colon cancer, and they're working so hard on, you know, coming out with a new vaccine that we're hoping that will, you know, help control this cancer. And they have started advising for colorectal cancer screenings as early as 45. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is something new. Before it was 50, and now they're looking at younger ages and the importance of getting your colorectal screenings done. And if you have a history of colon cancer in your families, it's so important to share that with your physician. So, you know, maybe you should start your colorectal cancer screening earlier.
I am no stranger to colorectal cancer and colonoscopies, although I haven't gotten one yet, not for a few years, but it's something that people in my immediate family have gotten, given the history with colorectal or colon cancer, as more specifically put. But as far as the colonoscopy, for people who aren't so familiar, what does that do as far as detecting colon cancer?
Sure. There's a couple different tests that can be done. Obviously, there is the actual colonoscopy, or a CT colonography, they call it. And it basically looks inside of the colon and rectum for polyps or cancer. And so, you know, if they get in there and they see polyps, polyps are what, you know, can develop into cancer. And so they remove them usually at the time of the colonoscopy so that they can get that out of there and hopefully then obviously prevent the cancer. The other one is a home-based test that can be done, and it's just where they send you the kit and you can do your own testing in the privacy of your home. But, you know, what many people need to understand is the colonoscopy is not a big deal. It's pretty easy. It's not like it used to be where you'd have to drink a gallon of stuff to, you know, cleanse you. But, you know, it's so much easier now, and it's just one of the simplest ways to prevent cancer.
The last time we spoke, we were talking about how the latest research has shown decreases in cancer deaths over the last maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
But what's the severity currently as far as colon cancer goes? And has there been some, you know, positive news on that front in the last few years?
Even though it's the third top cancer that, you know, people deal with, you know, they have been seeing cancer death rates drop for colon cancer because of the cancer awareness of colon cancer. And for over the last few years, they've seen cancer death rates for colon cancer drop 3.3% for 65 and older, and for ages 50 to 64, you know, it's dropped 2 to 3% per year during the 2000s. So, you know, we're really seeing a decline, and I think it has to do with, you know, us talking about it and realizing how the importance of, you know, early detection and know your body and, you know, if there's history in your family, talk to your doctor about this. But, you know, you just need to be very vigilant of signs and warnings that, you know, if your body is doing things that aren't normal, don't hesitate going into your doctor and talking to them about it.
Now, some information I've read straight from American Cancer Society is that about 1 in 3 people who develop colorectal cancer have the family history, but that still leaves 2 in 3 people who don't have a family history of it. So what's the risk factors for getting this cancer?
A lot of it goes back to history or hereditary, you know, obviously is a huge factor. But, you know, eating healthy, staying at a healthy weight, exercising, you know, those are definitely ways to prevent this type of cancer, as well as limiting, you know, alcohol intake. It's everything in moderation, because it can affect not just your colon cancer, but it can affect any type of cancer that you have.
Would you say that colonoscopies are the number one recommended screening from the American Cancer Society?
Yes, it is. That's the best way for early detection of this.
What are some symptoms that could alert people to checking in with their doctor if maybe they might have this issue?
Change in your bowel habits. You know, if something lasts more than a few days, you know, feeling that you need to go to the bathroom and it's not relieved by, you know, going, you need to look for blood in your stools, cramping or abdominal pain, weakness and fatigue, and unintended weight loss are the primary symptoms. And it could be other things, obviously, but it's best to get it ruled out.
And just to remind listeners, what is the recommended screening guidelines for those at average risk and those for a heightened risk?
Right now, for those at average risk that don't have the history, family history, ages 45 to 75, they encourage to start at age 45, and then as long as there's not an issue, you know, every 10 years. And then obviously if something, you know, comes up or there's any symptoms that you're seeing, you know, get right into your doctor.
And for those who've had an immediate family member who's been diagnosed?
Then you really need to sit down and have that conversation with your doctor and, you know, then decide what age is best for you as to when you should start your cancer screenings.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with American Cancer Society's Senior Community Development Manager, Kim Durst, about Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month and upcoming events for Relay for Life of Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.